Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
Do you know that 6,000 to 9,000 caterpillars are needed to feed one nestful of young chickadees? That's only the tip of the iceberg, because nearly all of our land birds require huge numbers of insects to feed their young, and scientists are finding that native plants are the only way this essential food source can be reliably fostered. We often hear and read that we should plant our landscapes and gardens with native plants, and it's easy to assume that this is just to keep invasive plant species at bay. However, recent studies have shown that there's an even more important reason, and that's to keep our birds and wildlife alive. Healthy bird and wildlife populations are inextricably linked to the healthy insect populations that depend on our native plants.
We've recently become aware of and read Doug Tallamy's book, Bringing Nature Home: How You Can Sustain Wildlife with Native Plants. In this book, entomologist Tallamy explains that native trees and plants host insect species that wildlife depend on, whereas non-native plants are in most cases devoid of this vital food source. The reason for this is that the non-native plants haven't been here the hundreds of years it takes for insects to adapt to them. One example is a comparison of an oak tree with a non-native Bradford pear, which has been extensively planted for decoration. In a walk around the oak, at eye level, he was able to count hundreds of caterpillars on the oak, while none were found on the Bradford pear. Your first thought might be that it's good to have fewer, not more, insects, but the birds and other wildlife will control the insect population and keep the system in balance. Why should that matter to us? Native plants, which include trees, shrubs, and grasses, can ultimately be easier to maintain, as well as be more natural looking. The fact that this will foster a larger, healthier bird population will also mean that not only will we see more birds, but more wildlife overall. Fewer bothersome insects may also result from the birds and wildlife eating more of them.
Reading Tallamy's book has caused us to look at our own gardening and landscaping in a new light. Over the past years, we've worked on clearing out many unwelcome plants such as autumn olives, Japanese honeysuckle, and multiflora rose. And we're seeing that although we planted many trees and shrubs, such as crabapples and service berries, that are natural to this area, this year, as we decide which areas to renew, we'll avoid non-native choices completely. Since we have no oaks at all on our property, we'll give high priority to establishing a few of those, as well as some others that Tallamy lists as highly beneficial to insects and wildlife. Blueberries, apples, and other fruits are also good examples, and we'll benefit directly from those at harvest time. When we landscape with plants such as oaks, goldenrod, asters, cherry trees, and sunflowers, we're providing birds with caterpillars and bugs, fruits and seeds, and this can be just as effective as the bird feeders we put up.
You can find out more about this subject at a free Smart Landscaping Forum offered by Seeds. It will be held in the Park Street Complex in Honesdale on Tuesday, April 21st from 7 to 9 p.m. Topics will include permaculture, native versus non-native species, and more. There's further information about this at www.seedsgroup.net. We urge you to consider how important it is for us as gardeners and landscapers to use the opportunity to go native in our plantings. Gardeners can make a difference and play a pivotal role in creating safe havens for wildlife. And if you obtain a copy of Tallamy's Bringing Nature Home book, you'll get loads of inspiration, and it won't take long before you'll be able to see the change that results. We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.